quickly, we're going to go over the EEOC guidance on how to consider arrest and convictions when you're doing the hiring process. What are you supposed to do? What do you need to look at? And how can you get in trouble under Title VII and of the Civil Rights Act of 1964? What do we need to make sure our employees know about? My goal here really is to give you an overview of that guidance. It's not a long guidance. I think it was about 12 pages, but it's very, very important. And the most important thing I'd like you to take away from today is to be able to take this to your staff, the people who are really making these decisions, the people in the HR department who are making this daily. That's what I want you really to be able to do. Make sure that they know what the rules are and they know how to give them some tools for their toolbox. So this guidance was released in April of 2012. Why on earth are we still talking about it? One, it's still very, very important. It's still good. It's still good guidance. We need to make sure we're following it. And we're still constantly hiring. School districts are hiring every day for all sorts of them, whether it's custodians, child nutrition workers, teachers, they are constantly hiring. So this is something that our HR department is doing all the time. And then turnover of staff, that is our HR department. You might have trained your people back in 2012, but have we ever gone back to make sure that those people are still there? And then the people that have been hired since, have they been trained on this? Or are they just pulling criminal histories and just willy-nilly making decisions? What are they doing down there? And then, of course, liability. This morning, when Mr. Bonnke was talking, there was a slide he skipped through really quickly, and on that slide, it had a little kind of note there that there was $482 million that they gathered for their for people who had been victims of violation of Title VII. That's huge, or they had their civil rights violated. $482 million, that is not what we really want district taxpayer money to go to. We want that to go to educating kids. So we want to make sure that we don't have our districts be liable for this.